The Quran is the greatest, most perfect book there is. It is a book filled with miracles that prove that this is the true word of Allah. And while the Quran is not a book of science in the first place, it has many miracles in biology, geology, cosmology, and even its linguistic style, and many other fields. But does it really contain any numerical or mathematical miracles? Well, some claim that the Quran is actually filled with these miracles, like the fact that opposites are mentioned the same number of times, like the number of the word al-layl, which means the night, and an-nahar, which means the day. And so do al-mala'ika, the angels, and ash-shayateen, the devils, and also as-sama' and al-ard. It is also claimed that the word yawm, which means day, was mentioned 365 times in the Quran, and the word shahr, which means a month, was mentioned 12 times in the Quran. Some even went on to predict the date of the Day of Judgment based on some mathematical calculations from the Quran. And the list goes on and on of such similar miracles. And the example of this type of miracles are so common on the internet. But here's the problem. The majority of these claims are fabricated. They are just simply not true. And a quick search on any website of the Quran will show you that this is indeed not true. Numbers are just simply not the same as they are claimed. But even if someone argued that the word yawm, as an example, is indeed mentioned 365 times in the Quran, regardless if this is true or not, does this really make the Quran miraculous? And one more thing, why would the Quran be concerned with mentioning the number of days according to the solar or Gregorian calendar rather than the Islamic calendar, which is 355 days? And even if these facts were indeed true, like the word shahr, which was in fact mentioned 12 times in the Quran. Now, this is true. Considering this as a miracle of the Quran, and that it is a proof of the truthfulness of the Quran, puts you in kind of a problem. Because following this logic, the Quran would then be mistaken, which is impossible, of course, because the word sa'a, which means an hour, was mentioned in the Quran 43 times, while it was supposed to be mentioned 24 times, according to this logic. And let us consider the fact that anyone, and I mean anyone, can write a book, and in it they can simply mention the word shahr 12 times, and the word sa' exactly 24 times, and so on. Can we then call that book miraculous, or more precise than the Quran because it got more numbers right? Well, of course not. So, what's our takeaway from this? Well, first, if it is not true, it is a fabrication against the Book of Allah. So, you should be very careful not to be tools in spreading such misinformation. And second, if these facts are indeed true, which they might be, we should still distinguish between the subtleties and the miracles of the Quran. Subtleties are these little details that are interesting and actually quite nice to know, but they are not and should not be used as a way to prove the truthfulness of the book. And at the same time, we should never undermine or belittle this type of information if they are indeed true. We should always try and learn more about the Book of Allah, since there is wisdom behind every letter found in it. A miracle, on the other hand, is something that a human being can never produce or know, and it only happens or is revealed by Allah the Almighty. And there are so many examples about the miracles that are found in the Quran, in embryology, history, geology, cosmology, and the list goes on and on, all of which could have never been guessed or known by a human being 1400 years ago. So writing a book which contains a specific number of certain words is something that anyone can do and should not be called a miracle or be used as a proof of the truthfulness of the book, because this will have more of negative effects than any benefits. And if you want to find out more about the different confirmed miracles of the Quran, then you can check out this book, which is free to download from our website. You can find the link in the description. Finally, there is no better way to end this video than with Allah's words.
سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ.
Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.